This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Today, we introduce a new series, Colorado Competes. It's a look at our state's ties to the Olympics. And we'll start with the story of world champion swimmer Missy Franklin. She'll compete at trials in Omaha next week for a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. She's 17, attends Regis High School, and lives in Centennial, south of Denver. Last year, at the World Championships in Shanghai, Missy Franklin won 5 medals, including 3 gold.
But it's going to be Franklin who gets an individual gold medal. Missy Franklin it is, who takes out the women's 200 backstroke. Oh, she is a star in the making. Missy Franklin.
Preparing to compete takes a lot of focus and energy, and Missy, along with her parents and coach, have decided she shouldn't do interviews right now. She gets requests left and right from all over the world. Here's her dad, Richard.
It got really intense, and we had a period where we accommodated everybody. And then we just got good mutual understanding from folks that, okay, we're coming into exams. Let's remember she's 16 and a junior in high school, and she's doing ACTs and trying to keep her average up. So that, along with preparation for the trials, would you please just ease up a little bit because she's getting pretty intense here.
But we were curious about what it takes to raise an Olympic hopeful. And so Richard Franklin stuck around and told us that Missy was in the pool for the first time when she was 8 months old. It was a mommy and me swim class, and apparently Missy stood out.
I mean, other babies were doing what babies do, you know, spitting and crying and yelling. And Missy was opening her eyes, opening her mouth, smiling at her mother, and completely at one with the medium. And it was noticed both by the instructor and DA, because she came home telling me about, you wouldn't believe, she loves it.
So, DA is your wife, her mother? When would the transition have been from recreational swimming, you know, taking a plunge and hanging out, into something even vaguely competitive?
That would have probably been age 4, you know, Rocky Mountain Swim League. She had to be 5. And she would look at the Gators, the Heritage Green Gators, in awe and envy.
This is the team there?
This is the team right over here in Centennial, and the neighborhood teams, as you know. And by the time she was 5, she was fully into it, won the VIP award for her age, but loved to compete. Loved it more than practicing, I might add.
Well, who doesn't love winning and competing more than practicing, right?
Right.
How much does she practice these days? Leading up to, for example, the trials?
Leading up to the trials, it's getting pretty intense. They'll do 40 to 60,000 meters a week. So up early, 4 o'clock, into the pool by 5, usually go through to 7. So 2 hours in the pool. And then around 10 o'clock, because school's out, there's another hour and a half of dry land training, muscular, you know, development, that kind of thing.
It's funny. You don't think about how swimmers practice out of water, but of course they would train out of water.
Yeah, they do train out of water, very much so. And then to finish it off, there's another 2 hours again in the late afternoon back in the pool. Now, as we get closer to trials, we'll start to taper.
Are either you or her mother swimmers?
No. Actually, the antithesis of that. I'm a football player, and DA, my wife, is a Nova Scotian. And if you know anything about Nova Scotia,
it's not a place you swim.
It's not a place you swim. It's North Atlantic. And her childhood was, you know, into your kneecaps. They turn blue and then back out again. So part of Missy's swimming was her mom saying, I don't want Missy being the way I was with water. I want her to know how to swim, and I want her to understand the water and be comfortable with the water early.
Is there an area of your home that is reserved for the trophies and the ribbons and the articles?
Yes and no. The trophies are pretty well up in her bedroom because she does not like any overt, you know, kind of demonstration of the trophies and the medals around the house.
Why?
She's very modest, does not like any kind of self-aggrandizement. The articles, you'll be surprised to hear, and many people don't believe this, but she doesn't read anything. She won't watch anything. There was a 30-second spot, NBC spot, all Missy. And as soon as it came on, she got up and left the living room.
For the same reasons, you think?
Yeah, I think for a couple of reasons. Probably one of them is the modesty piece, that she doesn't like to see that kind of stuff and that kind of marketing of her. And the second piece is the pressure. She doesn't want to hear about other people's expectations of where she should be.
What have you sacrificed so that Missy could be where she is?
I wouldn't say sacrifice. I think we've probably all grown from this. What I mean by that is, you know, we had Missy a little later in life. And so DA and I had 20 years of marriage before we had Missy. She was like a miracle child. And we did it all. We did what every young couple does when they're free and they're financially making money and they've got careers. I mean, we traveled. We did everything. And so when Missy came along, it was, all right, it's her turn. So it hasn't been a sacrifice. It's about how can we absolutely maximize this child's life and opportunities. Done a lot of things, but don't call them sacrifices. So it's been fun, and we haven't had a real family vacation like lying around in Maui for 4 or 5 years. Our vacations, because of time and money and everything else, are going to swim meets around the world with our daughter. So vacations for us are sitting on concrete seats, breathing in the chlorine, and watching our daughter and her teammates swim for 4 or 5 days at a time.
It's really important for you guys to be there, it sounds like.
It's very important for us to be there. I mean, ironically, I almost didn't go to China because she was only qualified to swim one event. And DA and I were sitting around going, $12,000, one event, 3 minutes of swimming. You know, maybe I'll stay home and keep working. And thank goodness I went, because she ended up winning 5 medals, and that's when all of our lives changed, coming out of China with 5 medals.
This was really the transitional event, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the transitional event, then truncated by the world record in Berlin 3 months later.
How much did things change at that point?
Well, they changed from a media perspective, from an exposure perspective, and they changed from a global perspective. We'd never hear from Italian crews and Brazilian crews and all wanting to come to Colorado to spend a day with Missy. And none of that went on before China.
So the trials coming up, is there actually any doubt that she would qualify for the Olympics?
Like, always a doubt.
Really?
Always a doubt. Have you heard the term trial thirds?
No.
Well, let me put it this way. Even the Olympics have a third place. It's called bronze.
Right.
The United States Olympic trials is only first and second. They only take the best two in every event. So you could be number three by 1/1000th of a second, and you're going to go home, and number two and number one are going on to the Olympics in a different future. It's extremely competitive. It's far more intense than the Olympics themselves, making the United States Olympic team. There's only 26 males and 26 females. There's probably 2,000 competitors that are going to be in Omaha competing for those 52 spots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's all over in a blink.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with the father of 17-year-old Missy Franklin of Centennial. This is Richard Franklin, and Missy's about to go to the trials that will determine whether she makes it to the Olympic Games in London. 17 years old, does she ever get tired of the pace, of the training, of the demands?
Well, I would think anybody would. I mean, if you have ever been in a pool, looking at that black line, you know, for tens of thousands of yards, you know, per week. It's an unusual story. Remember, Todd Schmitz, her coach, has coached her since she was seven. And he, in the world of swimming coaches, is a baby. You know, he's only 32. So he's been coaching her, you know, since his 20s. And he very much identifies with young children and teenagers and adolescents. And he knows that if he doesn't make it fun, he isn't going to get a good practice. So partly due to Coach Todd and partly due to Missy, swimming is fun. It's passionate. They have a blast. I can't remember a single time, in all honesty, that she's been practicing where I've picked her up at the end of the day from a pool and said, how did it go? I can't remember a single time where she said, oh, I'm getting tired of this, or, oh, that was drudgery. It's always been, oh, we had a blast, Dad. You know, typical teenager. We had a blast. We, you know, he turned out the lights. We turned up the music. We did this. We did that.
Now, Missy has a size 13 shoe. Just for some context here, you're 6'2".
Right.
Her mom's 5'4".
Right.
And Missy is 6'1".
Right.
Is there some sense that her size helps in the pool? Is that I don't know if that's an advantage. You know, there's plenty of sports where size matters, small or large, right?
Yes. I think she's a very talented swimmer. Her coach thinks she's a very talented swimmer. More importantly, people, icons in the sport think that she's a very talented swimmer. The physicality, though, has been kind of fun because a local – or not a local, but an Eastern paper actually did a full-page rendering of Missy's body. And they had some sports, you know, doctors. They went through all the dimensions, and it's a single page, and it's everything from her wingspan, which is a C. So if she's 6'1", that's 73 inches tall, and she's 3 inches wider, so she's 76 inches wingspan.
So when her arms are out, they are longer than she is tall.
Which is very unusual. The average person is about equal. And so they start this single page in the Washington Post was actually comparing Missy to, you know, average female measurements. The size 13 feet, I think there's only 8% of adult women today with a size 13. Her hands, the size of her hands, also talking about her lung capacity.
Talk about an article she probably avoided reading. I would be mortified if every measurement of my body had been published in a national paper.
She was.
Mortified.
Absolutely mortified.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely mortified.
Well, I just love this element of your daughter's story, and that is that she continues to swim for Regis High School alongside her classmates. Why did she choose to stay on the high school team?
It wasn't even an issue. You know, my team needs me, and I'm going to be there for them. So,
and how terrifying if you are the opposing team. When I heard about this, I couldn't help but think that if you're at a meet from another high school, you're thinking that's the team with Missy Franklin.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are other great swimmers in Colorado. Bonnie Brandon from Cherry Creek. I mean, we've got some wonderful young ladies and men that are coming up in Colorado.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Robert Franklin is the father of Colorado swimmer Missy Franklin. She'll compete next week for a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. This is part of our new series, Colorado Competes. In the coming weeks, we'll have more stories about the state's Olympic connections, from profiles of athletes and coaches to a look at this state's sometimes rocky relationship with the U.S. Olympic Committee. Listen for Colorado Competes in Colorado Matters Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And if you have an Olympic connection, we want to hear it. Join our Public Insight Network at cpr.org.